All right, one verse in the scripture tonight, John chapter number 3, verse number 7. The Bible said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Now, in the text tonight, in the scripture, Jesus here is talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a ruler of the Jews that came to Jesus by night, and he was wondering about the miracles that God did. He saw Jesus do great and mighty things, and he's seen him, thank God, no doubt, do some things that could not be explained, or could not be attributed to the fact that man had hand in it, but he's seen Jesus do some great and mighty things in his ministry. And Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Now you must realize this man's a Jew. He's a Pharisee. And he come to Jesus, and when he came by night. And he was a strict religious man, but he never had been born again. And Jesus answered and said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see of the kingdom of God." This man could not see. He could not comprehend the kingdom of God. There's a lot of things tonight that a lot of people know about, but if they don't know about being born again, then they're missing the mark. You know, tonight I don't know a whole lot, but I know the things about God and the new birth. I know what it means to be born again. I know what God did in my heart to bring me to the place that I was born again. I couldn't do this. It was produced only by a mighty act of a holy and righteous God that could only give me eternal life and salvation, which is in Jesus Christ. And tonight I don't think we can preach on it enough, and I don't think I can get on it enough to the fact tonight amongst us that I must preach, you must be born again. If ever a message needed to be preached, it's this message on you must be born again. The Bible said that, Jesus said that, and it is true again tonight that you that's seated here and me as well must, my friend, be born again to go to God's heaven, to be in the kingdom of God. And Jesus said you must be born again. Now we find here in the scripture tonight in this great passage that Nicodemus did not understand what Jesus was saying. It had to be made known by God Himself. It had to be known by the Spirit of God that a man can only see this by the dealings of God and by the Holy Ghost that enlightens him and brings that that he must be born again. A religious man, yes, but my friend never had experienced a new birth, never had had the Holy Ghost birth him into the family of God. Nicodemus questioned him and said, "How can this be? You can't explain it tonight." And Jesus just said, "You must be born again." And he said, "The wind blew where it listeth, but you can't tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit." And you know what would solve a lot of people tonight? What they're going through is if they just got born again. Amen. If they got saved and born again, it changed their life. It'd make them a new creature. And it'd make them, thank God, appreciate the grace of God and know tonight that Christ in you is the hope of glory tonight. We live in such a day of apostasy and lies and deception that it's very important tonight for each one of us to know that God has birthed us into the family of God. Jesus said, He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He had to be lifted up. He had to go to Calvary and die. Thank God that we could and would be saved. You see, before, my friend, a man could ever have forgiveness of sin, there had to be shedding of blood. In the Old Testament, there's a great picture that looked to Calvary. Every animal sacrifice was a picture of what would take place at the cross when they brought them animals and they were sacrificed.
and their blood was shed and placed on the mercy seat in the tabernacle. Amen. Them things were done, thank God, the point of the Calvary and what Jesus would do. And tonight, friend, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He has saved us. And so we know, thank God, these innocent animals, they were slain. The blood was placed on the mercy seat. It was taken in there by the high priest for his sins and for the sins of the people. It couldn't only, it couldn't take away sin, but it could cover it for a year. But thank God, when Jesus died, He satisfied. God purchased us, and His blood is mighty tonight and cleansing our hearts from sin. And brother, that's why you can go to sleep tonight and know on the account of what Christ did in receiving Him that your sin's been taken care of. That it's not upon you, but it was laid on Him at Calvary. That what He did was sufficient. And the grace of God, my friends, not to be frustrated tonight, but to add something to that. Because you couldn't add one thing. God saved us. And it wouldn't be no glory to God if we said we had anything to do with it. You couldn't save yourself. Hey, these people tonight that think that they had part of getting saved, I'm telling you, friend, they did not. That not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation, that is the gift of God. And it is by the blood of the Lamb. And tonight, my friend, when the Holy Ghost bursts a man into the great family of God, then he has the Spirit indwelling, and he knows Him by faith in Jesus Christ. So Nicodemus, he didn't know it. Amen. He was an educated man. He knew the Old Testament of the Bible, but he didn't know God. Amen. And man, today can have education, and he can have training, but not know the Holy Ghost. I like what old Brother Milby said that time. I went around that man that was a Greek scholar, and he said, "What do you think about this?" And that man was telling him all these big definitions. He got down there to he was about to get out of the car, and he said, "Oh yeah, I meant to ask you, what do you think about the new birth?" Amen. And that man said, "Well, you had to tell me about that." Hey, thank God, friend. It's not by the blood of my friend of man. It's not by the wisdom of men. It's not by the will of man, it's not by the will of the flesh, but it's by the will of God. Being born again is being born of the Spirit. Amen. Peter said, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth in a body forever. I'm thankful. I remember back in them days when God's man told me told me I had to be born again. Amen. I don't know if you can tell somebody how to do it. It's got to be an experience that you have yourself. Amen. That's right, brother. It's an experience by the grace of God. How can you tell a man to see when he can't see? How can you tell somebody how to walk if they never walked? It takes God. Like that man sitting at the gate of Beautiful in Acts chapter 3, begging alms. Thank God, Peter and John went in at the ninth hour and was going together to pray. And that man asked them of something, and they didn't have nothing, brother, as far as what he wanted, but thank God what he had, he gave him. And he said, "I don't have no silver and don't have no gold to put in your cup, sir, but what I have, I can give." And he said, "I say unto you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Thank God that man had a miracle, a notable miracle. He was over 40 years old. Ankle strength come. Thank God he felt strength in his ankles for the first time. Thank God he got up and he started walking and a leaping and a praising God. Well, you can't get that out of a course or tell to do it. Thank God it's just an immediate work of the grace of God. Amen. Thank God. Out there we're trying to teach sinners how to get saved. You can't teach a man how to get in. It's an act of grace when a man comes to Christ and submits unto His authority and know He's Lord and know, thank God, he can be saved if he'll just come as a poor lost hell-bound bigot sinner. I'm telling you, there's hope. Amen. It's an experiment of the grace of God in a man's heart. It's not done by men. It's done by God tonight. You can't explain it. Try to. Amen. I can't explain how these lights come on when the left. Thank God hit the light switch, but I know it works. Amen. I like what the old man of God said. I don't know how a brown cow eats green grass and gets white milk, but thank God don't keep me from drinking it. Amen. We got too many people trying to figure it out and trying to explain it. And they'll say, would you please give them the plan? I say, preach Jesus. Thank God. I tell you, when they went out there, Philip did to the Ethiopian, he didn't say, sir, now let me give you 3 points. He said, that's Jesus you're reading about. And he preached unto him Jesus. And the man got under conviction. And he said, what hindered me to be baptized? And he said, you can if you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. You've got to believe that. You've got to have to repent of what you used to think about Him and claim Him. Thank God of who He is, because He's Lord. And He's Master, and He's Sovereign, He's Supreme. And when a man gets saved, I mean truly saved, he bows to the Lordship of Christ and to the government of God in submission to Him. And brother, you're not your own no more. You don't have a vote in the matter. He's the boss, and you're the, thank God, you're the pupil, and you're the clay, like I said, and He's the potter. And I'm telling you, if a lot of people ever got saved, like they say, they did, I doubt they got in. Because I'm telling you, when God saved me, He was Lord before He was ever Savior. That's always been His title. And when a man gets saved, he bows to that. Amen. That's right. Thank God. People tonight, trying to make Jesus just a Savior. I'm glad He is a Savior. He's the Savior of all men that come to Him. Amen. But I'm telling you what, before He was ever a Savior, He was before the foundation of the world in the mind of God. But before He was ever a Savior in time, He was Lord. Amen. Like that song they sing, I call Him Lord. Because He is Lord. Amen. That's right. Them 2 men on the crosses beside Him, one said, if thou be the Christ, save us and save thyself. He wanted off the cross. Others said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know what Jesus said there? He's Lord. And that man submitted to who he was. He said, Lord. Hey, what Paul say on the road to Damascus? Amen. When Jesus said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. He said, what wilt thou have me to do? Lord. I'm telling you, friend, He is Lord tonight. Though I had to read that this week, it stirred my heart. Thank God, I tell you, Philippians 2. He had given Him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, that name Jesus means Jehovah saved in the Old Testament. But it means Savior in the New. And He said, the name of Jesus, thou shalt call His name Jesus. For He shall save His people from their sin. He saved sinners tonight. Thank God. Amen. As a rotten, dirty, hellbound, hell-deserving sinner. Head spots all over me, wicked, vile, corrupt. Head stopped in the nostrils of God. The best I had was filthy rags. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, He came to save us. Hey, we don't save ourselves. He saved us. And I'm telling you, you won't get saved until you're tired of yourself and your sin. And walk Him more than anything else. Amen. God saves people, wants to get saved. That's right. And He said He's given the name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. What they going to confess? They're going to confess one day that He is Lord. He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every knee one day is going to say, He's Lord. He's Lord. Amen. You might as well go ahead and confess it now. He is. Amen. You know why people's in a mess tonight? It's because they don't have the right Lord. Amen. They're Lord over their own selves. If they ever come to Him, bow His sweet feet in submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. That'll change them. That'll give them a new heart and a new life. and submit to Him and walk in Him and want to do His will. I'll tell you, a man in heart tonight, that's where it's at, brother. He said, with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hey, thank God, thou shalt confess Him with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Nicodemus, you must be born again. I like it, don't you? Hey, amen, brother. I tell you, when God saved me, I tell you, I didn't know any much, but I knew what the Bible said about that. And I went to that Lutheran minister that was there at that church, and I said, what do you think about being born again? And he said, where's that at? I thought, dear God, I just got saved. This man says he's a preacher and don't even know nothing about being born again. I tell you, friend, if you ever been born twice, there's a mark on you. Amen, brother. I'll tell you, when I came into this world the first time, I came the womb way. Amen, like everybody else did. Amen, thank God. I'm telling you this, if you ever get born again, you got born of the Holy Ghost. He done it in your heart, and He'll save any sinner that'll come. And if you'll admit you're filthy and rotten and lost, and you can't save yourself and get rid of your wicked pride, and come on a bound knee to the Son of God, He'll wash you and cleanse you and make you a new creature tonight. I'm telling you, He'll still do it if you'll come. Amen. That's right. Praise God. This is my favorite message, folks. Amen. I don't know of any. I like preaching this. That's right. I like it the way it is. Amen. That's right. People say, well, I'm not that bad. No, I ain't done that bad. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, friend. I'm telling you this. You've transgressed. You're a sinner tonight. It don't matter who you are, how old you are. You're lost. You're lost. You're lost. How lost are you? Lost as you can be. Amen. I'm telling you this. You're so lost to God. This world's blinded your mind. And if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And the only way you can ever get saved is that be concealed in your heart. Does the Holy Ghost ever take you back down that old road? Amen. And show you what God did for you. I'll tell you, every time I go back down the road, I feel dirtier than I did then, because I know more about depravity than I did then, even though as the first walk of faith took God, that God gave me faith to believe in Jesus. But I'll tell you this, friend, every time I go back down that road and rehearse in my mind how God in His sovereign mercy came where I was at and saved me and washed me white as the snow, it causes great gratitude to say that He is Lord and Savior. And I'm telling you this tonight, a man will never, if he's ever been under conviction of sin, if the Holy Ghost ever dealt with him and showed him what he really is, it'll knock every ounce of pride out, cause him to crawl on this floor like a worm and say, God, I'm nothing, You're everything, and my soul's at the pure mercies of God, and without You, Lord, I can do nothing. I'm telling you tonight, He still is that way, and He said you must be born again. Amen. Thank God. Have you been born again? You know, it's a question everybody's got to answer. You know, the thing of it is, folks, only you can answer it and only I can answer it. That's right. Well, I thank God. I won't say this tonight. I thank God for Holy Ghost conviction. I thank God for conviction. A man never sees where he's at until he's brought conviction to his heart. Listen, you can't get saved and born again without God in conviction dealing with your heart. Now, I know this for a fact. I've seen people actually tremble under conviction. And I've seen people get in trouble under conviction. And I've seen people, my friend, hold the pew under conviction. But I tell you one thing, if He ever makes Himself known to you, in the good grace of God. Friend, I'm telling you, that won't matter to you. You'll be glad, thank God, you met the Son of God. You'll be glad you met Him. Amen. I'm telling you this tonight, friend. If you have never come to Him, you can come to Him. And you can be saved. Amen. There's a lot of folk in this world that are going to hell. But I'll tell you what, you don't have to be one of them. Amen. You don't have to be one of them that go to hell, on the road to hell. Thank God, you can be saved. Amen. You don't have no bargain
doctrine and communion with God. There's only one mediator that'll satisfy the Father, and He ain't in this world right now in flesh. He's seated at the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession, and He justified me, and He made me right with God. And I'm telling you this, there's nobody tonight that can bargain with God. Hey, He's an austere man. He's a straight God. He's not gonna falter. He's the thank God. He don't have no shadow turning, and He's gonna stand for what the book says. It wouldn't matter who it is. Thank God. God says you must be born again. And brother, I want to tell you this: you better know, thank God, that you've been born twice. And you ought to pray for Holy Ghost. God sent conviction on the hearts of men before they die and go to hell. Because my friend, hell is a place anybody that'll go, whoever it is, that don't have their name written in the last book of life. That's right. Listen to me. It don't matter who you are tonight. It don't matter who you are. If your name's not written in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, you'll perish in your sins. You say, preacher, have you ever saw the book of life? Nope. I've never seen it. How you know your name's there? Well, I know my name is there because Jesus said He read it, He wrote it there. He said, rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. How can I lay my head down tonight and know, thank God, my name's in God's book? And know, thank God, that if the Lord came, I'm leaving. How do I know that? By the Word of God.
Amen.
That's right. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. What can you count on tonight? It's by faith. That's right. It's by faith. Saving faith. He gives us what God does. He saves you by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. The heart of man's got to come to God. But he rejects Him. He rejects the truth of God. The only hope he's got, the Holy Spirit turned his heart. He turned him to God. That's what he said. He turned them from their iniquities in Acts 3. If you read that, he's talking to Israel there. He said, I turned them from their iniquities. He turned them. Well, he did. God turned me. You know, salvation, if you really study this thing about being saved, salvation's immediate in the heart of man. There is an instant work of God that He saves you. You agree to that? There's a time, if you saved right now, if you're saved, there was a time the Holy Spirit came in like that. He come in your heart like He come in that upper room there and blowed, thank God. That's right. The wind blows where it listed. But you got to admit that God had to bring you to that place. That's right. Amen. There's conviction. Illumination. That means God shines a light on you and you have a light. That's right. Then there's drawing of the Spirit. Like Brother Robert talks about and prays. Thank God for being drawn. That's the drawing of the Holy Ghost. He's pulling you. He's bringing you in. Amen. He's bringing you. You know where He's bringing you? To the end of yourself. End of every work you ever did. End of yourself. And you must come to that end road. And when you come to that end road of yourself and sin, and you can't save yourself, the cry comes to the head, to the Lord Jesus Christ, be merciful to me. It don't have to be verbal, but it's got to be from the heart.
Amen.
And when you do that, God acts upon that. Amen. It's all God, but God brings you to that place when God saves a man. Listen, friend, I'm not saying a man can't backslide, but all these people say they backslid, most of them never been saved. I want to ask you this question tonight. If Jesus is your Lord and my Lord, then He's got rule over us. That's right. And He's the one that tells us what to do. We don't have a vote in the matter. And I'm going to tell you what. If we got the attitude, I'm not going to submit to the authority of God through that Bible. I wonder if we've ever submitted to the authority of Jesus Christ. Can I give you something tonight?
And I've said this before, one of the reasons I believe that God saved me was I had parents that disciplined me. I mean, they whooped me. And I know some kids is abused, but I'm going to tell you what, the majority of children don't get no spankings no more. I'm not saying you spank kids just to spank them. I'm bringing a point. Why they used a rod on me was to bring me under subjection to the authority, that they were the authority and that I was going to listen to them. The fact of it is, if a man's never brought under subjection to the parents, do you think he'll be under subjection to God? No. And that's where we're at today. We're raising a generation that's not under subjection to nobody but theirself. And friend, I tell you this, if you're going to have children and we're going to have young people to get born again, they're going to have to be under the authority of God. And when God deals with them, they're going to have to come. And if they don't come, then they'll die in their sins. If they don't believe anything, I'm telling you, we need to pray the Holy Ghost. Pray God exercise power on their heart and bring the new birth in, or if they don't, they'll never know God. That's right. It's a miracle. It's great. He said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." Verse number 11, notice, I want to show you a little something here. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know," Jesus talking, "and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness." No connection. Now I'm going to tell you what, you listen to what I'm about to say, and I believe it gun barrel straight, and I don't care what anybody else thinks, and I ain't saying that in an arrogant way, I really not. A man that don't come to the house of God to hear the preaching of the Word of God and pay attention to what the man of God's saying probably has never been born again. I'd never convince anybody, I can't anyhow. But I'm telling you one thing, brother. When a man comes to the house of God, if his interest is not in the Word of God that birthed him into the family of God, he's got a problem. And I'll tell you, he's probably never been born again. That don't mean he can't have a bad day. That don't mean he can't have a time where his attention may be diverted. But I'm telling you this, there's a hunger in a man's heart that's ever been born again for the Word of God. And I'm telling you what, he loves the truth. He wants the truth. He wants it preached to him. And I'm telling you, if he's got God in him, he hungers for that. He can't live without it. And he says, "I need him because I've been born again." That's right. You take a little old baby, buddy. They drank milk after they born. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Amen. I'm telling you what we've done. We've manufactured professions today, sent them to hell, and it ain't never been no God in it. And I'm telling you this, I'm not criticizing other people or other religions or other churches. I'm just telling you this tonight. If a man's saved, he takes interest in the Word of God. When people pass away, I like to know that, thank God, they had an interest in God and His Word. Amen. Amen. Not just that they had saved language. That's right. I mean, praise God. If I believe like most people, then everybody's going to heaven. You know, I'd like to see everybody go. I sure don't want nobody to go to hell. But the fact of it is, there's more people going to hell than there is heaven. The Bible said hell then enlarged herself. The Bible said many go in thereat. The broad way that leads to destruction. I want you saved tonight. I do. I want to see God save you. You got to make me. The only way you can be saved, you've got to come to Him. That's right. Today's the day of salvation. You don't wait till tomorrow. "Oh, I believe those sons will get saved one day." What gave you that thought? How do you know they got one day? They got this day. It's just like people have been raised in the house of God. They know they ought to come to the house of God. Even a sinner ought to come to the house of God and respect the Lord's day. Even a sinner ought to tithe. That's just a command throughout the Scripture that the tithe is the Lord's.
But here's the thing. A man sins against life, that brings more danger on his own life. I don't know. I just know this. That you must be born again. And it don't matter who you are, you got to be born again. You know what the Bible says about regeneration? That word regeneration is the same thing as a new birth. A regeneration is a radical change in the soul or spirit of a man by the action of the Holy Spirit. A radical change. That don't mean you act just crazy, but it means that there's something that took place within you that changed you. That said, oh hey, old Christopher, he ain't the same. He don't live the way he used to. That don't mean he can't sin. But he don't want to sin. He don't like sin in the Spirit because God lives in him. That's right. There's a radical change in a man. My family thought I was going crazy. Not my wife. She didn't. She already knew I was. Got saved. Wanted that Bible, buddy. Never had read the Bible. Didn't care nothing about it. Radical change. Got my old Bible out and started reading it. Listen, on Sunday afternoon, listen to radio preaching. I used to hear that old preacher. He's a Free Will Baptist. I didn't know nothing about them. Listen to that Baptist. I'd cut the radio on, I'd cut around to somebody I'd like to hear. That old preacher is sucking air, boy. Cutting loose. I know he didn't have much. He didn't know a whole lot, but boy, he was a preaching. Son, he was a getting with it. I sat there and listened to that old, thank God. Boy, that's good to my heart. Hey, man, let's go ahead and preach. I wrote him a letter and told him I appreciated the good preaching. I listened to a lot of radio preaching. Why? Because he got born into the family. That's right. Amen. I've been in this way for 24 years. Been kept by the Spirit of God. I'll tell you what, I've flickered a few times, but the fire ain't gone out. And there's something that always says, just get back in. Just get back where you ought to be with God. There ain't no other where to go. Amen. We've also been born again. See, everything when you're born again, that's birthed in you. That's birthed in you. Hunger's birthed in you. Thirst is birthed in you. Life is birthed in you. You can't teach a baby how to eat. That's birthed in him. That's right. Everything's birthed in a man. And when you get born again, you know what? Thank God the preacher don't have to pump and prime to get a man to do anything. He's declaring the truth. The Holy Spirit does that through the truth. That's just like getting a haircut. Radical change. Radical change. These boys wearing hair today like the Beatles and people like that. They ain't never had no radical change. That's right. God ever save you, you'll know where the barbershop's at. And then they coming out today with all this newfound religion where it don't matter really how. Hey, friend, can I tell you, this Bible don't change. God's still the same. He didn't write this book or have this book written, thank God, that we can make an option at it and say, well, I won't keep this and I won't keep that. And that's right. That's all right. No, I'm telling you, God's Word still brings conviction and there's instruction in a man how to live. And if you get mad at the truth, there's a problem in your heart, mine too. Amen. I don't say that. I try to preach in love. I'm not up here saying, I'm telling you what, I really believe this. And whether you think I believe it or not, don't matter. I believe I'm the lowest of any. I don't think that I'm better than nobody. I'm the lowest. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. Brother, I'm in line with him. He said, I'm the least of the apostles.
But I'm telling you this tonight, that there is instruction in this book that comes to a man's heart that's been born again. And he gets born again, thank God, it'll stick in his heart. And I'm telling you this, if you and I get outside the will of God, there's chastisement. The Bible said if you're without chastisement, you're a bastard, not a son. You're illegitimate. You're not God's. It's all grace. It's all God. It's not me. But there's some things God births in a man. And I'm going to tell you why God saved you. I'm going to tell you why God saved you, because He willed to save you and loved you in Christ Jesus. And He purchased Himself a bride. And that's why He saved you. And think, I'm going to tell you this tonight. You better know you're saved. Born again. Know it. Do you know it? If you don't know it, you ought to come to Him. That's right. Get in. Because one day His judgment's coming. Not far off. And I'm going to tell you this, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. You better get in while you can. An old preacher told me this afternoon. He said, boys, this thing's about over. I don't believe that. He said, well, you reckon who's going to get in the White House? I don't know. What do you think? He said, well, who? If that one gets in, he said, it'll be an abomination. Yes, right. Abomination's right. Well, I'm going to tell you what, my hope ain't in the White House. I want to see some of these people saved. Used by God. I don't know what it's going to take. But I sure pray for mercy. Jesus said you must be born again. You better get in while you can. And while God speaks to you. Don't live without the peace that you can have with God. You have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you saved tonight, born again? Know that. I'm going to tell you what, if I'd come to altar, I'd come further than that. I'd just come to Christ. What you going to do when Jesus comes? If you're not in, you're going to be left behind. You'll face the judgment without a mediator. You want a man to represent you. Boy, when I think about that, fear grips my heart. To know, I'm telling you one thing, brother. The only hope I got's the mediator. And I've got Him on my side because He chose to save me. Put me in the family of God. And when I stand before a sovereign God in heaven one day, and Christ is on the throne, He'll be the judge to them as sinners, but He'll be the intercessor right now for us as saved. But one day, thank God, He's our representative right now too. And one day you're going to stand before God and they're going to say, who represents you? The Father says, who represents you, Mr. Messick? You charged with guilt and hanging my son on Calvary. Jesus stepped forward and said, Father, that's one you gave unto me that I've saved. I represent him in this court. And he'll say, he's justified. He's not guilty. He's free. Amen. That's right. But if you stand there unsaved in the court of God, and he says, all right, who represents you? You say, I have no representative. He says, guilty. Cast him into the lake of fire. That's right. You better know you're saved tonight. That's right. You better know you're saved.
Because that's the only thing that can get you through. Do you have enough when judgment comes? You must be born again. How many of you boys is not saved? How many of you girls are saved? Did you get born again? I'll tell you what you ought to do tonight. You ought to just ask God, Lord, am I saved? No matter who you are, you don't mind asking Him that. Lord, am I saved? And just let the purity of God tell you that you can't lay on nothing but His answer. Because when you lay on His answer, it's the right answer. If you're trying to lay on your answer, it'll probably not work. Spirit, bear witness with our spirit, we're the children of God. What you going to do when it's judgment day? Let's bow in prayer. We'll not have no instrument playing tonight. The Lord told me to preach this. Somebody needs to come tonight and get saved, born again.